Galway Camogie captain Sarah Dervin. That didn't feel like a league match out there.
No, Darren, not one bit. There was a bit of a bite to it now. I think both teams kind of went hammer and tongs at it, and I suppose there was a semi-final in the league at stake, and you know, we needed to win that, and thank God we held out just at the end by 2 points, I think.
We'll talk about the Wexford goals in a moment, but you responded to most of them, and in fairness, you held on at the end, making some important blocks. You made one in particular, Katrina Daly, making a good save too.
I suppose the goals were, you know, the two of them were definitely, I think, my fault. Anyway, I just got caught, but we responded well. Like you said, Niamh Hanafy up there is unbelievable. Like, she's getting ball and they're crossing it, and Nailish came into the game mighty, and you know, it was a do or die kind of a game for us, and fair play to our forwards, they stood up and were counted for.
Neutrals would have enjoyed seeing yourself and Una Lacey go at it again.
Yeah, it's more like a kind of a nearly a rugby match at times, but she still got two goals on me, I suppose, but I won't forget that, I think, for a long time. But we got the win, hopefully that's all that matters.
Because I was thinking, Galway did respond. They hit 4 points in 3 minutes in the first half, and even there at the end they got the two goals from Ailish O'Reilly as well, and it was a good score to put in. It's not often Galway teams put up 2-16.
No, not really now. In fairness, Ailish got two savage goals, and Becky, I think, was on fire up there. She scored every free that she put down bar one, I think, and you know, it was just a dogged kind of a match, and in fairness, everybody worked well, and we'll be sore for a while tomorrow, I think. But look, we have a semi-final now to look forward to, and that's the main thing.
Because Sarah, well, you'll be glad to have a 2 week break, as you say, to be sore tomorrow. It was very important today, and even probably more so than the semi-final, to win this game, because there would have been no competitive action till June.
Yeah, like, I suppose that's what we were talking about. We can't believe if we got bet today that I think it's the second week in June before we play another match, and do you know, it's like in a different championship or different year, like nearly. It's 4 months, and it's just, we had to win and we had to get another game, because it's games that bring you on, and we need all the help we can get.
And it was important to get a test, and Wexford showed that they have not gone away. They really gave Galway a test there, and it'll be a great lift and confidence for the camp to come out with a victory.
Yeah, it is, like, and like, especially without the girls, like the Sarsfields Athenry women and Niamh Kilkenny, like, it's great for us that's there, and that we stood up and we were counted for, and you know, we'll be all up in Dublin and Croke Park next Sunday, and I wish Sarsfields and Athenry the very best of luck. I'm only a small bit jealous, but I really hope the two teams do it for us the next day, and looking forward to them coming back in soon.
Hopefully they can keep the good momentum going for Galway Camogie. As you mentioned, that we've got to look forward to next week, and then the following week, Galway Kilkenny. Now we get a chance to talk about it.
Yeah, Jeannie, it's going to be another battle again, and like that, it's another step up. And we, as I said last week, the work has to stay going, and we still have to put their heads down, and we've 2 weeks now to hopefully rectify them goals that we did today. But look, it's a semi-final, and hopefully we'll relish the chance.
And Sarah, finally, let's go. As we talked to Pierce Stadium there last week as well, these are the challenges you want. We got the first one today. Hopefully the next one is not the last, but the games are coming thick and fast.
They are, and it's great, because, you know, you can do all the training you want, but it's matches that really, really bring you on. And like that, like, four goals against us today, like, we'll learn, hopefully learn from that. And I hope it doesn't happen ever again, but like that, we responded well, and do you know, we get to watch back our video analysis and see where we went wrong and maybe corrected a training. And do you know, it's games that bring you on, it's games that show where you are, where you really are, and that match today will definitely stand to us.
Sarah, we don't mind conceding four goals in February. It's later in the year we look at that. Congratulations, a great victory for Galway.
Great, thanks Darren, thanks a million.
Cheers, thanks a million.